It's estimated that about 56,000 people in Massachusetts have lost their health insurance since last spring when unemployment soared as a result of the pandemic-induced business shutdowns. The state's online health insurance exchange, the Massachusetts Health Connector, expects a surge in people shopping for coverage. An open enrollment period started November 1st and continues through January 23rd, 2021. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Audrey Gasteyer, the Chief of Policy and Strategy for the Health Connector.
Right now, we have about 285,000 Massachusetts residents in health coverage through the Health Connector. The majority of those individuals are in a special program we have called Connector Care, which makes coverage even more affordable for people who qualify for it. And that uses state and federal subsidies to make sure the premiums are extra low and that any cost sharing that people have for using that coverage is very affordable as well. We are absolutely braced for there to be more activity and enrollment, this open enrollment, as a result of what's going on in the economy due to the COVID pandemic. We've been watching really closely with sister agencies and others around Massachusetts to keep an eye on what's going on with people's health coverage. We do know that because so many people have, in fact, lost their jobs, we have seen drops in commercial group coverage. And so while we've been doing work throughout the entire pandemic to reach out to people who may have lost their coverage through their job, we do expect that this open enrollment, we could see particularly high levels of activity as we try to reach those people and get them into coverage so they're not experiencing coverage gaps and we can make sure they stay insured.
And you're prepared technology-wise to handle this possible uptick in demand?
Absolutely. So we always are ready for all comers during open enrollment. That's a key part of all the preparation we do, gearing up for open enrollment. And absolutely this year we're ready for there to be any influx of more individuals who may need our coverage as a result of what's going on in the economy, and also being able to support people who may have never been covered through the Health Connector or, you know, a state insurance program or anything like that before. We know people are going through a lot of changes. They have a lot on their mind. There's a lot to handle. So we're committed to making sure people have the tools they need to get into coverage, compare plan options, and really be in the driver's seat of their own health insurance, even if it's for the first time making decisions like that outside of an employer-sponsored insurance plan.
How many insurance plans do you offer?
We have 9 health insurance carriers on our exchange, and together they offer 59 plans to people. So that's kind of the full suite of everything that's offered through the Health Connector. Then for our Connector Care program, which I mentioned, you know, specific for people who are low and moderate income and qualify for additional help paying for health coverage, there's 5 carriers, and those kind of plan designs are set, so it's very easy for people to make apples-to-apples comparisons for those plans.
So what will it cost someone to purchase insurance through the Connector this year?
As I mentioned, the Connector Care program makes coverage very low cost for people who qualify. Overall, premiums this year as we head into 2021, we saw some single-digit increases on average across the board, so sort of standard. But the benefit of shopping through the Health Connector is, of course, if you don't like a premium increase you've experienced, all you have to do is do some comparison shopping, and we have all sorts of price points available to people across the board, across different high-value, high-quality carriers. And Massachusetts actually for the last few years has had the lowest average exchange premiums of any exchange in the country. So we're really pleased we've been able to continue to provide affordable coverage for people, even as we do see modest increases year over year across the board.
So when you say modest single-digit increases, is there an average premium increase?
I think for this year, heading from 2020 to 2021, it was on the 7% to 8% on average.
Has the Health Connector continued its local navigator program that helps people with the application and enrollment process?
For the last few years, as you mentioned, the navigator program is one that the Health Connector has stood up. It provides funding and resources to designated trained organizations around the whole state that can provide hand-to-hand support for people getting into coverage, submitting an application, handling and supporting any questions they might have, Navigators are also there to support people who may already be covered, just taking care of the needs that they may have to stay covered, any questions they might have. They're a wonderful support. We have 18 navigators around the state. And out in Western Mass, we've got Eco Health Care in North Adams. We have Community Health Center of Franklin County in Greenfield, Hilltown Community Health Center in Huntington and Amherst, Caring Health Center in Springfield. And notably, we actually added a new navigator in Western Massachusetts heading into this open enrollment, which is community health programs. And they've got locations in Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and Adams. So for people who are looking to connect with a navigator to help support them, they can hop onto our website, mahealthconnector.org/navigators. And, you know, obviously what's going on with COVID, everybody's adapting to the world as we know it right now, but the navigators are providing all kinds of support for people in whatever way they need, virtual support. Some of them are doing appointments for in-person assistance with, you know, safety protocols and the like, but navigators are there to support people.
Massachusetts still has a health insurance mandate for individuals. Is that something you're reminding people about during this open enrollment period?
It's a great question. That's absolutely right. Massachusetts continues to have a requirement for adults to have health coverage if it's available to them and affordable to them. We've had that in place since back in 2007. But we think that that has to be paired with supports to make sure people know how to get into coverage and we make that coverage affordable for people. So the outreach we're doing this open enrollment, similar to past years as well, is actually working with navigator programs, community-based organizations around the state who are doing outreach work in their communities. We have ads on different media networks and digital ads and social media work we do. We work very closely with legislative offices and local officials to help get the word out. We try to do that year-round, but there's a particular intensity we try to bring to bear during open enrollment, since that's the time when anybody can get into coverage, and we want to be really loud and amplifying that message. Not only is it required in Massachusetts for people to have coverage, but it's vital. And, of course, going through a pandemic like right now, as well as the economic insecurity people may be feeling, there's really never been a more important time for people to be covered. So that's really our key message this open enrollment.